课堂听 class.com
Exercise 2-4-A Questions 1 through 2 Listen to a conversation between a student and his advisor.
Excuse me, Mrs. Lyons, do you have a minute?
Yes, how are you, Bruce?
Fine, I guess, but I'm having a hard time keeping up in geometry. I think I'd better get out of the class and try again next quarter.
Let's have a look at the preliminary list for next quarter. I'm afraid geometry won't be offered again in the spring.
Oh, no.
If you feel your workload is too heavy now, why not drop your history class? You could easily get that course again. It's offered every quarter.
Oh, all right. If I drop history, maybe then I'll be able to catch up in geometry. Thanks, Mrs. Lyons.
You're welcome, Bruce. Good luck.
Number 1. Why does the student go to see his advisor? Number 2. What will the student probably do? Questions 3 through 4. Listen to a conversation between two students.
I ran into a problem when I tried to register by telephone. I got a message that said I had an outstanding charge on my account that needed to be paid before I could complete my registration.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. A recorded voice just said I had to go to the student accounts office.
Do you have any idea what it could be about?
The only thing I can think of is last quarter my roommate broke the shower door in our suite, and maybe they billed me by mistake.
Oh, I'll bet that's expensive. You better go to the accounting office and try to clear it up.
Yeah, and I better make sure my roommate pays for the damage. I do need to register for next quarter.
Number 3. What is the man's problem? Number 4. What will the man probably do? Questions 5 through 7. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Professor Pollard?
Yes?
I registered for your psychology course for summer session, but I have to go to Vancouver and won't be back until June 25th.
Oh, that means you'll miss the first week.
I know. Could I make up the work when I get back?
That would be kind of a problem. It's like this. We'll cover the important basics during the first week, and you'll be forming study groups and starting to plan your research projects. The first group report is due on the 25th.
Would I still be able to join a group?
I don't think that would be fair to the others in your group. Summer session is only 6 weeks, and you can't afford to get a late start.
That's okay. I understand. Will you teach this course again in the fall?
Yes. In fact, in fall semester, there'll be 2, maybe 3 sections.
Number 5. Why does the student go to see her professor? Number 6. What does the professor imply? Number 7. What will the student probably do? Questions 8 through 10. Listen to a conversation between two students.
I haven't seen you around lately. Where have you been hiding yourself?
I live off campus now, in Forest Glen.
Oh. Those are the apartments in Glenwood that the university owns, right?
Right. And would you believe they don't cost much more than the dormitories?
I didn't realize that. But how did you manage to get in Forest Glen? I thought it was just for married students.
3 of the buildings are for married people only, but anyone can live in the rest. And the best part of it is, I can ride the city bus for free. All I had to do was show my rent receipt to the transit company, and they gave me a bus pass that's good for the whole semester.
Maybe I'll look into that. I might save some money on parking.
Why not? The apartments are nice and spacious, and you wouldn't even need your car.
Number 8. What are the students mainly discussing? Number 9. What can be inferred about the woman? Number 10. What will the man probably do?